Madam Secretary?
We're at time.
All right, let's just wait one moment, please. Members, please come to the Senate floor for Senate session. For our 9 a.m. session, all senators, please to the floor. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Daly, Dodd, DeRozzo, Galgiani, Gonzalez, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Melendez, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morell, Nielsen, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Umberg, Wieckowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Colleagues, a quorum is present. Members, today we have Senators Bell, Glaser, and Stern participating remotely. Welcome, Senators. Do we have them on the screen? We do not, all right. The Senators will participate in discussion and debate, but will not be participating in the quorum call or the vote on measures. With that, would our members and guests be on the rail and in the gallery, please rise. We will be led in prayer this morning by Senator Monning, after which please remain standing and we will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag by Senator DeRozzo.
Thank you, Madam President, members. God of healing and mercy, you are our comfort and strength in times of sudden disaster, crisis, or chaos. Surround us now with your grace and assistance through the devastating fires engulfing so many parts of California. We pray that your healing presence will be felt by those who have lost their homes and possessions. Give courage and strength to the firefighters and rescuers as they work to save lives and halt the fire's destruction. We pray for wisdom and safety for those who will respond to the many challenges left in the wake of these fires. Help all of us respond with generosity and prayer and assistance to the best of our abilities. Keep our hearts focused on the needs of those affected even after this crisis is over. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Senator Monning, and I know on behalf of all of us here, our concerns and prayers for all those right now, particularly in the northern part of the state who are suffering through these horrific wildfires. And with that, privileges of the floor, there are none. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted under motions, resolutions, and notices. Without objection, measures reported from the Appropriations Committee with the recommendation do pass will be given their second reading upon being reported and ordered to third reading. Without objection, measures reported today and tomorrow with the recommendation do pass as amended will be given their second reading, amendments adopted, and returned to second reading upon being reported. Are there any other motions, resolutions, and notices? We'll start with Senator Melendez and then go to Senator DeRozzo. Senator Melendez, for what purpose, ma'am?
Thank you, Madam President. Pursuant to Senate Rule 28, I'm making a motion to withdraw SCR 93 from the Senate Rules Committee and be brought to the Senate floor so the Senate can have a full and rigorous debate about the merits of the governor's state of emergency. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Melendez. Senator Hertzberg, for what purpose, sir?
Majority Leader asks for a no vote.
All right, there is a motion before us. Senator Melendez is asking for an aye vote. Senator Hertzberg is asking for a no vote. Senator Jones, are you, I can't quite see you back there. I got you. Yes, sir. For what purpose?
Thank you, Madam President. I rise in support of the withdrawal of SCR 93 to the floor of the Senate so that we can have a debate on it. I believe that our constituents, all 40 of us, our constituents are asking us to have this vigorous debate. I'd say let's debate it, let's pass it over to the Assembly and see what they do with it, and start a vigorous conversation with the governor about the Emergency Services Act. Thank you very much. I ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, sir. Again, Senators Melendez and Jones are asking for an aye vote. Senator Hertzberg is asking for a no vote. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen? Archuleta?
No.
No. Atkins? No. Bates? Aye. Borges? Aye. Bradford? No. Caballero? No. Chang? Daly?
Aye.
Aye. Dodd? DeRozzo? No. Galgiani? Gonzalez? No. Grove? Aye. Hertzberg?
Aye.
No. Hill?
No.
No. Hueso?
No.
No. Hurtado? No. Jackson? No. Jones?
Aye.
Aye. Leyva?
No.
No. McGuire?
No.
No. Melendez? Aye. Mitchell? No. Monning?
No.
No. Morlock? Aye. Morrell? Nielsen? Aye. Pan? No. Portantino? Roth? Portantino, no. Roth? No. Rubio? No. Skinner? Umberg?
No.
No. Wieckowski? No. Wiener? No. Wilk? Aye.
Please call the absentee members.
Allen, Chang, Dodd, Galgiani, Morrell, Skinner.
Ayes 9, noes 22, the motion fails. Moving on, any further motions, resolutions, and notices? Senator DeRozzo.
Yes, Madam Chair, I rise to pull item 165, AB 2104, from consent at the author's request.
That will be noted. Thank you. Senator Jones, for what purpose, sir?
Thank you, Madam President. I also would like to pull an item from consent, item 170, AB 2759, at the author's request.
Thank you. That will be the order. Are there any other motions, resolutions, and notices? All right, seeing none, we will move on to consideration of the daily file, second reading file. Madam Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 1286, 2149, 2319, 3254, 1551, 1710.
The second reading file will be deemed read. Moving on to governor's appointments, Senator Wilk, we are starting at file item 31. File item 31, Senator Wilk, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Madam President and members. File item number 31 is the confirmation of Oscar Gonzalez Jr. to the Horse Racing Board. Mr. Gonzalez is Vice President of Government and Community Relations at Aura Financial Corp. He was a consultant for the CSU Los Angeles Dreamers Resource Center and also served in several positions at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He was approved on a unanimous vote by the Rules Committee on the 8th of August. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Wilk. Is there any debate or discussion on this appointment? Any debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen? Archuleta?
Aye.
Aye. Atkins? Aye. Bates? Aye. Borges? Aye. Bradford? Aye. Caballero?
Aye.
I, Chang. Daly. I, Dodd. DeRozzo. I, Galgiani. I, Gonzalez. I, Grove. I, Hertzberg. I, Hill. I, Hueso. I, Hurtado. I, Jackson. I, Jones. I, Leyva. I, McGuire. I, Melendez. I, Mitchell. I, Monning. I, Morlock. Morell. Nielsen. I, Pan. I, Portantino. I, Roth. I, Rubio. I, Skinner. Umberg. I, Wachowski. I, Wiener. I, Wilk. I.
Please call the absent members.
Allen. Chang. Dodd. Morlock. I. Morell. Skinner.
One moment, colleagues. Senator Wilk moves a call. Moving on now to file item 32. Senator Wilk.
Thank you, Madam President. File item number 32 is a confirmation of Wendy Mitchell to the Horse Racing Board. Ms. Mitchell is a political consultant and former appointee to the Coastal Commission. Among her previous professional roles, she was Vice President of Public Policy at the National Association of Women Business Owners and also served as Chief of Staff to a member here in the Senate. She was approved on a unanimous vote by the Rules Committee on August 5th. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Is there any debate or discussion on this appointment? Seeing and hearing none, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Aye. Borges.
Aye.
Bradford. Aye. Caballero. I, Chang. Daly. I, Dodd. DeRozzo. I, Galgiani. I, Gonzalez. I, Grove. I, Hertzberg. I, Hill. I, Hueso. I, Hurtado. I, Jackson. I, Jones. Leyva. I, McGuire. I, Melendez. I, Mitchell. I, Monning. I, Morlock. I, Morell. Nielsen. I, Pan. I, Portantino. I, Roth. I, Rubio. I, Skinner. Umberg. I, Wachowski. I, Wiener. I, Wilk. I.
Please call the absent members.
Allen.
Aye.
Chang. Dodd. Jones. Morell. Skinner.
Are we gonna move a call or are we gonna close the roll? Ayes 32, no 0. That appointment is confirmed. Moving on to the next appointment, Senator Wilk, file item 33.
Thank you, Madam President. File item number 33 is the confirmation of Dr. Gregory Ferraro to the Horse Racing Board. Dr. Ferraro is a licensed veterinarian and served as director of the University of California Davis School of Veterinary Medicine Center for Equine Health until 2014. He was approved on a unanimous vote by the Rules Committee on the 5th of August. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Wilk. Is there any debate or discussion on this appointment? Any debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Aye. Borges. Aye, Bradford. Aye, Caballero. Aye, Chang. Daly. Aye, Dodd. DeRozzo. Aye, Galgiani. Aye, Gonzalez. Aye, Grove. Aye, Hertzberg. Aye, Hill. Aye, Hueso. Aye, Hurtado. Aye, Jackson. Aye, Jones. Leyva. Aye, McGuire. Aye, Melendez. Aye, Mitchell. Aye, Monning. Aye, Morlock. Aye, Morrell. Nielsen. Aye, Pan. Aye, Portantino. Aye, Roth. Aye, Rubio. Aye, Skinner. Umberg. Aye, Wieckowski. Aye, Wiener. Aye, Wilk. Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Chang. Dodd. Jones. Morrell. Skinner.
Ayes 32, no 0. That appointment is confirmed. Moving on to file item 34. Senator Wilk.
Thank you, Madam President. File item number 34 is a confirmation of Jennifer Troia as the Chief Deputy Director for the Department of Social Services and Scott Wu as Executive Director of the Infrastructure and Economic Development Bank. Both of these appointments were confirmed by the Rules Committee on the 5th of August. Respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Debate or discussion on this item? Is there any debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Aye. Borges. Aye. Bradford. Aye. Caballero. Aye. Chang. Daly. Aye. Dodd. DeRozzo. Aye. Galgiani. Aye. Gonzalez. Aye. Grove. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Aye. Hurtado. Aye. Jackson.
Aye.
Aye. Jones. Aye. Leyva. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Melendez. Aye. Mitchell. Aye. Monning. Aye. Morlock. Aye. Morrell. Nielsen. Aye. Pan. Aye. Portantino. Aye. Roth. Aye. Rubio. Aye. Skinner. Umberg.
Aye.
Wieckowski. Aye. Wiener. Aye. Wilk. Aye.
Ayes 33, no 0. The appointment is confirmed. We'll now go to file item 35. Senator Wilk.
Thank you, Madam President. File item number 35 is the confirmation of the following reappointments: Judith Freiman to the Occupational Safety, Health, and Appeals Board, Karen Yamamoto to the Teachers Retirement Board, and Catherine Delbar to the Board of Forestry and Fire Protection. These appointments were approved by the Rules Committee on August 5th on a unanimous vote. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
One moment, please. Debate or discussion on this item? Seeing and hearing none, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Aye. Borges. Aye. Bradford. Aye. Caballero. Aye. Chang. Daly. Aye. Dodd. DeRozzo. Aye. Galgiani. Aye. Gonzalez. Aye. Grove. Aye. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Hueso.
Aye.
Hurtado. Aye. Jackson.
Aye.
Aye. Jones. Aye. Leyva. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Melendez. Aye. Mitchell. Aye. Monning. Aye. Morlock. Aye. Morrell. Nielsen. Aye. Pan. Aye. Portantino. Aye. Roth. Aye. Rubio. Aye. Skinner. Umberg.
Aye.
Wieckowski. Aye. Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk. Aye.
Ayes 33, no 0. Those appointments are confirmed. Let's go back and lift the call on file item 31. Madam Secretary, please call the absent members.
Allen.
Aye.
Chang. Dodd. Morrell. Skinner.
Ayes 33, no 0. That appointment, is confirmed. That concludes our daily file items under committee announcements. Committee announcements, Senator Portantino. Under committee announcements.
The Appropriations Committee will meet at 10:15 in 4203.
Appropriations Committee at 10:15 in room 4203. Are there any other committee announcements? Seeing none, Madam Pro Tem, the desk is clear.
Madam President, thank you so much. Colleagues, be safe, be well as you head home, and I will see you all back here on Monday, August 24th, 2020 at 2 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. The Senate will be in recess until all legislative business is received at the desk, and we reconvene on Monday at 2 p.m.